Are you recording? Hang on.
Are you recording?
Yeah, hit record.
You're definitely recording. Hang on.
Hang on, we're trying to set things up.
Right, yeah.
Don't hear anything yet.
Have you got your hat on, by the way, Kirby?
He can't hear us.
Yeah, he can't hear us, so we can make fun of him.
He always wears that hat.
Give us a second.
It's going to reboot. Hang on.
I'm assuming you can hear us. It's just that...
Do you believe in life after love?
Now he sounds glorious today. Don't even start that one.
Yeah, you realize we've put in charge someone who has the most trouble on every podcast.
That word of holding it together.
Yeah, but unusually in this instance, he's likely to have a half decent internet connection.
I'll have to do some more digging later on, but I don't know why I can't get the dang computer to work.
Oh, Jason.
There we go. We can actually hear you.
Hooray!
Hooray!
We got Adam.
Yes?
But are you sure you want to?
No.
I want to what?
No, she's talking to Kirby.
Oh.
He said he can hear us now.
We're so slick.
I can't hear him.
Yeah, we're actually on a big stage.
Are you?
How big?
Well, how are you yourself, then?
Can you people out there hear us?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, we're fine. Okay.
No, not you people. Not you people.
English, say it. It's English.
We don't need a translation circle.
You are so silly. The Britishers and the Americans are all ready.
This is more... Well, we can do some introductions here in just a minute.
Okay, yes. Well, you let us know when we're ready to go and we'll do the proper intro.
Is Matthew...
Debbie, have you...
Yes?
Have you pressed record?
Smack him when you
see
him.
If I was sat next to you, Mr. Bartlett Sloan, you'd get a slap. Yes, everything's recording, everything is fine, everything is good.
No. Matthew's also got his laptop up and running, but that might cause some interference.
Probably not.
Okay.
It hasn't in the past.
Unless I Skype him, and then we can get some really weird effects going on.
You sound fine, Kirby.
I think he's talking about the audience.
I haven't turned this on for days.
Ooh, the actress said to the bishop.
No.
What's you on their tablet, sir?
No.
I just everyone's on their tablet, I thought.
APP Services, the Marley at Boom1.co.uk present the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Hello and welcome to the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast, episode 303. I'm Adam, stuck in a car in Southampton, and here's Kirby Bartlett Sloan, who's going to introduce everybody else.
I am sitting on a stage in, where are we?
No.
Oops.
America.
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 In Clarksville, Tennessee, at ConGT.
Yay!
And sitting here on... in front of a small audience. Julia, take pictures of this audience.
Please.
Well, are they not really tall people? Is that what you mean?
With to my left is our good friend, Matthew Kressel.
Hi, Matthew.
Hi, Matthew.
Hello, everyone. Matthew. How are we doing?
We're doing good. Apparently, I can record.
And to my right is the one, the only, Colin Baker.
Hey!
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome.
There's four of us on the stage and there are in the audience, I think.
Sunday evening at ConGT.
And everyone else on Skype, introduce yourself and where you are.
Okay, well, I'm Debbie. I'm from Cowes on the Isle of Wight, just over the water from where Adam's sitting at the moment.
Where I'm heading to.
Yep. Mary?
Mary?
I'm Mary and I'm in central Ohio in the United States.
Jason?
Jason. I'm in Birmingham, Alabama, or I guess how you British say Birmingham?
Birmingham. Birmingham?
Andy?
Well, actually, see, I'm from Birmingham originally, because I'm a Brummie-like. I live in Guildford these days, so yeah. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I'm sat next to me is Isabella Pearson, who's going to be quiet and not giggle throughout the whole thing.
She out-giggles me.
No chance.
Hello, Isabella.
Hello.
Oh, and Alpha Debbie sat in the back, trying not to cough. Hello. Like I said, we're sat in the car park in Southampton, okay. And it's tipping down.
It is tipping it down.
The ferry is in about 3/4 of an hour, so this is going to be quite an interesting Skype call from my end, because I'm going to be...
We're having trouble hearing you, Adam.
Oh, yeah, Adam, you're very quiet.
I'll shut up then.
Is that, is that any better?
No, stop blowing bubbles in your... please don't do that.
Slick as ever.
Kirby, over to you.
Yeah, Kirby, tell us what's been going on this weekend.
All sorts of fantastic things. You've been seeing my updates on Facebook.
Oh, yes.
Some great cosplay. Yesterday's Abominable Snowman, or Yeti, was wonderful. There's the guy who does Winston Churchill is also Father Christmas this morning.
Oh, yes.
So I saw that picture. I saw the picture, yes.
I liked your post, Andy. Why is there someone sat there in a Christmas hat? Christmas invasion,
There's been just a great time here, and it's been the best thing is to have Colin here.
Oh, yes, definitely. Okay. You look like every picture of Colin.
The most
been
fun
smiling.
For me was to take Colin to have his hair cut the other day.
Was the placing of the horns deliberate in that picture?
No.
We were debating that.
Colin was lucky
that.
To escape with his ears.
Well, many years ago, when I worked on the AV crew at Panopticons, we took Colin and Sylvester for curry in Coventry. I mean, Colin probably, I don't know whether you remember it, we're talking, back in the 90s. We walked in and everyone said, there's Doctor Who, and there's Doctor Who as well. And then this place just stopped dead in its tracks. Because everyone was amazed that there were two Doctor Who's walking in side by side.
Well, I would have immediately started eating really quickly because it means there's serious stuff about to go down if both doctors walked in. And what was this thing about the, what was it, Everything You Wanted to Know About Britain panel that you had earlier today? What was that?
Well, I only was there for part of it. I'll let Colin say something about it.
Yeah, that was quite intriguing.
Hello. That was about the old... Two nations divided by a common language thing. So, for instance, I told the story about a friend of mine who asked the receptionist at a hotel to make sure that she was knocked up by 7:30 in the morning, which means something quite different in America.
Oh, yes.
So we followed those particular lines of the possibilities of... confusion between our two countries. Like you say biscuit and we say scone.
No, what you're actually trying to say, Colin, is that you're just admitting what I've said all along, that Americans can't speak properly. No offence, but...
I'm sure that was interesting, but I couldn't hear it.
It was a bit of cheek from Adam's department.
Colin, what are you implying, Debbie?
Oh, I don't know what you're suggesting I'm implying, Adam.
We're just discussing this today about strange pronunciation.
I want to talk to Andy. He's in Guildford. He sounds sensible.
Thanks.
Sensible me. Hello, Colin. Nice to meet you again.
Hello. I like Guildford.
It's a lovely. We've been living here for 10 years now, and it's a lovely town. Mike and I and our newborn son, well, 6 months old.
Stormageddon.
One of my daughters works in Godalming, so.
It's a lovely town. Is Guildford. We're so happy here. We love it here.
It's beautiful.
Well, certainly after being in Birmingham.
Well, I've lived in Harlow and Telford and Manchester and Sheffield and Swindon. I've been all around the country. I have. So yeah, Guildford. Lovely place, it really is. Oh, Colin.
So when the police catch up with you again,
yeah,
step ahead.
Well, yeah, they might catch up. I am actually an ex-policeman as well, so they might catch up with me one day.
I didn't actually know that about you.
No, in Birmingham, in Manchester, I lived in Ashley-under-Lyne. So I worked at the power station there in Ashcroft, and I lived in
Ashley-under-Lyne. Oh, I know it well.
I lived there for quite a while. That's a nice place, though. I could actually see the pub from my bedroom window. It's wonderful.
Oh, fantastic.
How lovely. Well,
Colin, being from England, you probably understand Andy better than we Americans do.
Yeah, apparently, Colin, the Americans don't understand my accent. I just don't understand this at all. They can't speak properly, you know. They listen too slowly. This is the problem. I've tried to explain cricket and rugby to them, and they just don't get it at all.
Yeah, well, Kirby falls asleep quite frequently.
Yes. Well, there's any point in any American trying to explain football, their football, to me.
It's
a very arcane activity.
You wear much armour? Yes.
Yes.
Which one is the arcane?
Yes, but you wear armour to play your football.
Yes.
Are you awake now, Kirby?
Oh, hello, he's pressing buttons.
Is he?
Oh, dear.
What?
Sorry, you're still awake. Sorry, they were talking about sports. I just wondered if you were with us.
Oh, sports, yes. I don't care about sports.
No, I thought that might
be. Are you wearing your scarf, Kirby?
What, a Doctor Who fan who doesn't care about sports?
Well, I'm interested.
Like every other Doctor Who fan.
In college, I found the cricket team and spent one day with them because I'd been watching The Fifth Doctor and wanted to know more about cricket. So I picked up a bat once.
Research.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Research, yes.
Mm. He's not interested. It's pointless.
No, I have said, Kirby, when you come to England, I will take you to a match. I'll take you down the Oval and we'll take you to a cricket match.
You'll love it.
Yeah, when he wants to snooze, he'd better go to a cricket match.
I should take the Lords as well. The Lords, the home of cricket.
Hey, Andy, you can take me a cricket match. I'll be open to all types of stuff.
Fine, Jason.
There you go,
please.
Jason's book.
Yes,
there you
I
go.
Will go watch a cricket game if you come here.
Yeah, I'll we've become the 20 megabyte cricket podcast.
Yeah, I'll take you to a hockey game instead.
Oh, no, I've actually watched ice hockey in America. I went a few years ago. I saw the Orlando Solar Bears play. I used to watch ice hockey when I lived in Telford. And yeah, I have seen a game in America.
I can't understand a word he's saying.
I have watched hockey in America.
So I take you to like hockey then, right?
Calgary Flames.
But yeah. Andy, is there
a but what you've all missed today is the Oxford and Cambridge boat race.
Yes.
Which was on today.
Oh yes, lightning struck it, didn't it?
It's bizarre, isn't it, Colin? Why is it always the same two teams in the final?
Yeah, I heard something about lightning.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, lightning was involved in today, wasn't there? There was something about it.
Yeah, Cambridge
lightning
won.
Struck something that caught on fire or something. A tree, apparently.
A tree. Oh, dear. Cambridge won. Good Lord.
Seems to be a lot of sports divulgences in this particular.
Well, why not?
Is it just a little ploy to annoy Kirby?
And where are you based, Mary?
I'm in Ohio.
Ohio, I love it.
Yeah.
Columbus, Ohio was one of my first ever conventions back in the 80s.
Wow. Do you remember what city you were in?
Columbus.
Columbus, yeah.
A Columbus, Ohio convention in Columbus.
I live very close to Columbus, yes.
Oh,
do
fantastic.
You? Lovely lady called Jean Airy ran it.
Huh.
Don't know if she's still around.
Happy days.
So as I was saying, Colin, can you hear me?
I can.
Hooray!
Oh, good, right. I just wanted to know how you've coped with Kirby today.
With Kirby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you need to get a grip.
Yeah.
Kirby grip. Hey?
Oh, but I'm ching.
You do call them that over here, do you?
No. Yeah,
do you know what I'm talking about?
We know.
All right.
The Brits
Kirby
know.
Grips, those
Kirby
things
grips.
You put in your hair, yeah?
Yep.
Or
with a straight
Kirby
edge
wire,
bit
do you know about
there.
That one?
Yep.
You don't know how right you are.
Kirby wires are things that they use in theatres to make people look as if they're flying.
Ooh, uncomfy.
So has Matthew...
It's a bobby pin, is it?
Has
so
Matthew,
that would be a good joke if you were called Bobby.
Yeah, bobby pins, yeah, Kirby
now
grips.
I'm coping with him well. He is many things, but mercifully benevolent. And he did sit and watch me have my hair cut.
Did he get his haircut?
And appear to find it not too onerous a job.
Did he not get his haircut? He could have got his tash trimmed.
Sorry?
Did he have a haircut too?
Yeah, sorry.
No. He could do with one.
Yes.
There you go.
You need another one. It's a right mess. Hey, this is doing really well. We started with six people in the audience. And now we've got at least 12.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, nearly as many as us on the show.
No, we've got 15. 16.
Oh, fantastic.
Wow.
Julia, get outside and start drumming up people.
We need pictures.
I'll have Julia take a picture.
So Colin, has Matthew cornered you and talked you to death about Big Finish yet?
Who's Matthew?
Probably sat with you.
Oh, yes. Oh, the one who knows everything. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the
oh,
one who knows
goodness.
Everything, exactly. Yeah.
Every time I couldn't knowledge. Think of something, Matthew knew it.
Of
it's always useful to have a Matthew about.
Yeah, he
I have Matthew
quiz,
with me all the time.
He's invaluable,
I never
really.
Need to remember anything.
That's right.
What did I have for breakfast, Matthew? Correct.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to turn the microphone over to Matthew for a minute.
Okay.
What exactly am I supposed to say?
Well, tell us something we don't know.
Tell us about the con. How have you been enjoying it?
I've been enjoying it pretty well. I've been here promoting Con Castabaris, as Bonnie keeps telling me it's pronounced.
Oh, yes.
That hurts the ears.
Castabaris.
Castabaris.
Yes. We have an internal – I should explain to Colin. We have an internal debate on the staff as to how you pronounce a certain made-up word. So – okay, I will remember that next time I have a conversation with Bonnie about this.
In my time as well, I talked about the constellation of Castabaris. So you say it the way I said it, or you bow out, kiddos.
Whoa, you're talking.
Does that mean that Matthew
the doctor tells
wrong?
The truth.
That would be good.
Pardon, Adam?
I said, does that mean Matthew was getting something wrong?
No, he was getting it right. Bonnie was saying good. It was something else.
Oh, Bonnie was saying
I contradict Matthew.
Oh, Christ.
Except about the pronunciation of Castabaris.
Because, Matthew, you know the answer to everything, as Colin said.
Well, not always. That's not always the case, because he hasn't always won the quiz, especially since Debbie joined the crew.
Debbie actually knows more than Matthew.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Well, I've grown up completely imbued in Who, so it's like, yeah, it's
you
part of my life.
She posted a copy of her notes on a second doctor story last week, and it was pages and pages of small handwriting.
I like it.
But the rest of us don't have a chance.
Well, the next
that
one
must be her next full-time job then.
Just keep an eye on it.
I'd like to publish my notes one day. That'd be quite interesting.
Well, Kirby or Matthew, have you told Colin Baker what our podcast is about, what we do every week?
I think Doctor, a bit of a clue in Doctor
Who.
Normally, insult each other.
When the new episodes are on, we discuss the new episodes. But since about January of last year, we started what we call the journey. And the journey is we started with an unearthly child, and we were working through and watching, in the case of missing episodes, listening to every single story and then discussing them on the podcast the next week.
Not quite true there, Kirby. Not quite true there. It's in case of missing episodes, it's watching the reconstruction, so it's not quite listening.
I think it's been quite interesting because of where we're currently in the Troughton era, and a lot of his are missing, and some of the reconstructions have been amazing. So even though most of that story is missing and it's just stills and the occasional edited bit of violence that's been taken out, and it's
two
been
seconds
a fantastic
of violence,
journey.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been a fantastic. They've moved the story along so well, especially loose cannon reconstructions. So,
yeah, loose cannon. They're really good. They are the loose cannon ones. Yeah,
no, it's absolute joy to start from the beginning. It really has been.
Except at the pace that we're going, we'll get around to the Colin Baker episodes about 2020.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, so we're talking about missing episodes, and I think, Colin, I've seen a couple of interviews with you where you actually watched some of the Troughton episodes as they went out in the 1960s, if memory serves.
Yep. I don't remember a thing about them, but I watched them. So I can't fill in any gaps for you. I certainly watched William Hartnell and Patrick Troughton at the time. And, of course, there were no recordings then, so that was the one and only time. So I can't even shed a glimmer of light upon what that was like, because I can't remember.
Can you remember whether you, I mean, you must have liked it if you watched it every time, but...
Oh, yeah. Well, once I saw that very first episode, I knew it was worth watching. But I remember that more clearly than anything else, maybe because I've seen that one since. But it is 50 years ago.
So, Colin, what's the first episode you can actually remember watching then? I mean, originally, I mean, you said you remember seeing the first ever episode, but on a repeat or a DVD or something. So what's the first one you can remember watching live? Well,
the very first one,
yeah,
live.
The first one you said,
that's what you just said, yeah.
No, the way you said it, Colin, it sounded like you remember watching it, having seen it since, watch it again. Sorry, that's what I thought you said.
Yeah, they've shown clips of it since, haven't they? Mm.
Yeah, what I mean is, what's the first...
That kind of reminds you of it, if you see what I mean. Yeah.
What I mean is, what's the first episode you can actually remember watching when it was first broadcast? Does that make sense?
The very first one.
All right,
okay.
He told us a longer story, I believe, yesterday about it.
Yeah.
Andy?
Yeah.
Yes, Adam?
Yes, have you got any wine on you?
I've got a bottle of Hobgoblin at the moment. It's actually King Hobgoblin, 6.6%.
Right, how much have you drunk so far?
Well, I'm halfway to this bottle. I've had... two San Miguel's and an old special head.
Oh, okay, so no, we're in trouble now.
And how many Easter eggs have you eaten?
Actually, I haven't opened my Easter egg yet. We've helped my six-month-old son eat his. It's the first place he's had of chocolate. We bought him a milky chocolate one. He's really enjoyed that.
Well, yeah, we are now the 20-megabyte chocolate podcast.
Yes.
That's some Doctor Who.
Well, it's Easter.
But go on then, Kirby. You're there.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
This is absurd.
What have you enjoyed?
Some Cadbury cream eggs. What's wrong with them?
Oh, excuse me.
Who the new companion is yet?
Yeah, who is the new companion then, Colin?
It's Colin.
I can't tell you.
Because he doesn't know.
I'm not allowed to tell you until everybody knows.
We're moving on to the ferry. Sorry.
Oh, they're going on to the ferry.
I don't know.
Hang on.
They're driving onto the ferry. Oh, it's all action here.
Adam's getting on the ferry to go over to home.
He's coming back home, yes.
Is he still going to be able to join us?
Hopefully, yes.
Well, Adam, I once drove the Isle of Wight ferry back in 1989 or something.
Which one, Red Funnel or Sea Link?
The one to... From where to where?
Well, Red Funnel goes from Cowes to Southampton. And then you've got White Link, which goes from Portsmouth to Fishbourne or from Yarmouth to Lymington.
It was the Portsmouth one.
Ah, that's a White Link. Fantastic.
How did you manage that, Colin?
And I steered it all the way across.
Oh, fantastic. I'd love to do that.
How did you manage that, Colin? That's brilliant.
Because he's a doctor.
I was they had a Doctor Who exhibit on the Isle of Wight somewhere, and I drove over in Bessie, drove it onto the World Wide Ferry.
Wonderful.
Isn't that where
Adam was there.
Yeah, Adam was there, yes.
Were you there, Adam?
I am here. I'm just on the ferry.
No, he posted a picture of him with yourself on Bessie on our page. I wonder if Kirby can pull it up to show you.
I'll try.
Yeah. So was that right? Was it Portsmouth?
Yes, Portsmouth to...
excuse me a moment. I've just got to change my hands-free set now because I've got to get out of the car and go onto the ferry.
That's so technical.
No, he's great. He came over to show me how to sort all this out. This to do.
I have a question for Colin.
Good boy, Jason.
Since you visit America so many times, what are some things that you food or any places?
Someone's counting their money.
Adam doing. Sorry, Jason. Adam's moving all the wires about. It's affecting the recording at the moment.
It's affecting things because I've got a more sensitive microphone.
Well, turn off your microphone.
Oh, thanks.
Have you finished moving things around, Adam? Adam?
Well, he was told to turn off his microphone.
Adam has left the building.
All right, Jason, carry on.
I was just wondering a question about, since I know Colin has visited the U.S. many times, what are some things like places or food or something that you've liked about being, visiting the U.S.? What are some things you liked about here in the U.S.?
You don't get to meet many vegetables over here. There isn't a large obsession with vegetables. And I'm always amazed at the size of the servings in restaurants.
Oh, they're enormous, aren't they? Yes.
It's about three times as much as any decent human being ought to eat in one go. And even I am defeated by American portion sizes. And I like my food. I'm a bit off food at the moment because I've got some kind of bug, so my appetite is low, but... I'm defeated by everybody over here. Thank God I don't live here.
What's amazing is those Eat All You Can buffets, and they're just phenomenal. The amount of food you can pack away, it's like...
You have to have a ladder to get to the top of it.
I know, but it's like
I'm looking at the picture.
8 hours.
Changing the subject, I'm looking at a picture of me on Bessie.
Yep.
It looks like Alistair Pearson. Is it the artist?
Probably would be, yes.
And on the right, that young man in a leather jacket.
Is Adam Pearson. That's Adam. Adam, can you hear us now? Wait, it says he's still on here.
Is Adam Pearson related to Alistair Pearson?
No.
No, not at all.
Two Pearsons in one car.
Am I allowed to speak now?
Yes, of course you are. Come on.
Are you sure? I'm sure I'm allowed to speak now.
We're discussing, Colin's looking at the picture of you and Alistair.
I know, I was just walking up the stairs and trying to find a quiet spot on the boat. Excuse me, just going to need a cough.
Oh, yes, dear.
Yeah, that was me. Sorry, I didn't quite catch the question about me and Alistair. Yes, no, we're not related.
And Pearson's got my coat on.
Yes. Yeah, I wanted to wear that, but I never got a chance.
Why didn't I let you?
Because Alistair wouldn't want to let go of it. I think you were probably quite lucky to get it back.
So what year was that?
I think it was 1991 or 2 or something like that.
Oh, we were younger and had more hair.
Yes, it's true. I must admit that when it happened, it was a lovely little exhibition there. And I remember being there waiting for you to arrive, and it was you driving around the corner and Bessie in the sunshine. And I think you say about the hair business and the wind sort of rushing through your hair as you arrive standing in Bessie. Very vivid memory that was. Yeah, it was a great morning that was. And John Nathan Turner was there as well.
Where was it, Adam? Whereabouts was it?
Needles.
Okay, we couldn't work out where it was.
Yeah, I did have some other photos of the actual exhibition itself somewhere, probably on some negative film somewhere.
I want to see those.
I did find them, but I'd have to take them to one of those old photograph shops that actually develops film.
For the audience here and for people listening to this recording later, you can find these pictures on the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast Facebook group.
Yeah, not all of them, only the ones of me, Colin, and Alistair.
Is that exhibition still there?
No, it isn't, unfortunately. I think it only lasted a couple of years.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Unfortunately, the Needles isn't quite the humongous attraction it was once.
Well, I think it's more of an attraction now. It just hasn't got a nice Doctor Who exhibition.
Yeah, it should have. That would help it.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
That's it. Don't go there. They haven't got the Doctor Who exhibition anymore now.
No, but that was a very memorable morning, that, Colin. I'm very glad I got the opportunity to have that picture taken.
It's nice to be talking to you again.
Yes.
After all these years.
We did have a chat 2 years ago. Very quick chat. At the Doctor Who exhibition. What was it called? The thing in London, the XL thing. What was that called?
The festival.
That was last year, Deb.
I know.
The celebration.
The 50th anniversary spectacular or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was there for that.
We did briefly meet on the Saturday of that event. That was quite good fun too.
Hello, I'm Colin Baker. You lucky people are listening to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast, the best podcast on the pod.
Last year's was brilliant though. Thanks, Adam.
I didn't arrange it.
No, but you took me there, so that was great.
Right, okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Are they all still there?
I think so.
Yeah, we're here.
We're here.
No, just listening to you, O Master of Ceremonies.
Oh, thank you very much. So now we can settle down. We can perhaps talk about some Doctor Who related things. What do you think then, Kirby?
What's that?
Oh, for goodness sake.
I don't think Kirby's listening.
Is he fiddling with knobs and things?
I beg your pardon. That's what she said.
Kirby fiddling with knobs, everybody.
Yep.
Don't let him, and don't let him look at any extra pages, otherwise he turns into Cher.
I must make a very important announcement. My wife is pouring me a glass of wine.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Colin, for your expert, I have this reputation somehow for being slightly...
Sleepy?
Sleepy, yes. I seem to enjoy alcohol, it seems. I don't quite understand where this comes from, but yes.
I think the sleepy side of things is a byproduct of the enjoying of alcohol, isn't it?
Yes.
It was a wonderful podcast.
Yes.
Is he asleep? Is he snoring? Yes,
no,
he's snoring.
Not at the moment, is he?
Yes, I was. Yes, yeah. It was. I heard it. I was snoring. Yes. Ah, dear me. I'll never live that down, will I?
No, but that's great.
Yeah, whatever.
So we're going to talk some Dr. Who stuff?
Yes, please, Kirby. Please do. Yes, thank you. That'd be nice, yes.
Must we?
Yes,
please. I know you're probably a bit fed up it being the end of a long weekend of it, but we'd love to know what's been going on.
Yes,
and hear anybody's opinion.
Can I ask Colin a question? Colin, when you first appeared in Doctor Who, obviously you appeared against Davison. Did you have any idea then that you might come back as a Doctor himself?
When I played Maxill, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, none whatsoever, no. In fact, I genuinely assumed that would never be an option, because I was under the impression, as were many other people, that anybody who'd ever been in the programme was not eligible to play the Doctor. So I even said to my agent when I agreed to play Maxill, that means I'll never play the Doctor. And he said, well, they're not going to ask you to do it, are they? and I said, no, you're probably right. And it was only because I did Maxill that I met John Nathan Turner, who liked my work sufficiently to consider me as his first choice to replace.
Quite right, he was too.
Yes, definitely.
Well, you nice boy, Adam, I like you.
Well, I say that quite honestly.
Yeah.
Well, and it turned out that you set the new pattern then, because it seems like anybody who's now cast in Doctor Who seems to have made an earlier appearance in it. So you were the first.
It was quite hard to find somebody who hasn't been in Doctor Who now. It's been on for so long. I suppose Jennifer Lawrence hasn't been in it yet.
No.
She could play the Doctor.
We haven't.
But it's time we had a female Doctor. Having said that, I'll run away and let you talk about it.
In that case, Colin, do you really mean that? Or is that just you trying to wind us up and get the reaction?
Yes, I do.
Well, they've definitely paved the way quite generously for a female Doctor.
Well, with Missy.
Well, not just with Missy, but also with the Commander in the last episode, you know, when he regenerated back into a woman. So, yeah, that was they're sort of paving the way, quite sort of hand-holding towards having a female Doctor. I'm not against it, but it does feel a bit, I'm not sure. But it might work. It might be wonderful.
I think they ought to regenerate into a male Doctor, and he should then have a sex change and become a woman.
Well, in that case, Colin,
I'm a man again. Oh God, all right.
And then you'd have to regenerate as women forever.
Could you suggest an actress who you think will be strong enough to play the Doctor? Because obviously, something
hundreds
like that.
Hundreds of them. Well, hundreds of them.
Something like that would be a very powerful move. So,
I'd like Jennifer Saunders.
Louise Jameson would be a great Doctor.
Definitely.
Helen Mirren would be a great Doctor.
Now, Helen Mirren, I'd agree with you. I certainly agree with you there, Colin, with Helen Mirren, because she's a superb actress. Yes.
Jennifer Lawrence would be a great Doctor.
Now, personally, I'll go for Joanna Lumley, because I think Joanna Lumley is wonderful.
Sarah Lancashire would be fantastic.
Olivia Colman.
Oh, wow. That would be something else.
Hundreds of actresses. Yeah. There are as many actresses capable of being a good Doctor as there are men.
It's true. And a lot of Doctor Who is a mindset more than, you know, anything, because of the face change and the different characters. It's all about the central idea of the Doctor, so it doesn't necessarily have to be a man. I'm sort of more leaning towards being okay about it, definitely. But at the beginning, I was like, oh, no, it couldn't be a woman. But now I've watched a few more of the later episodes and I'm just like, oh, do you know what? It could work.
What about maybe like kind of like an unknown female actress? I mean, like, you know, I mean, someone has done some roles, but not, you know, like, I guess kind of like how Matt Smith was. I mean, when he got cast into the Doctor, I'm sure not many people had heard much about him, I'm guessing, in the past before he got selected as a Doctor.
I heard he was a model or something before he got cast. So, yeah.
Now, Colin, do you have several daughters?
I do, yes. I have four.
I figured that was the source of this.
I am a.
Standing up for women.
I'm definitely on the side of the ladies.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, I'd like to be
married to a female wife and having female daughters. I don't have much option in my my stand on the matter.
Surrounded by women, yes.
Good to have a female wife.
I love it. Wouldn't have it any other way.
I think Doctor Who is a program that is able to adapt itself to many different genres, and, yes. and if it's not possible for a woman to play the Doctor, then it's not really Doctor Who. It's got to have something different about it, and I think that would be, even though personally I'd rather it be a man.
Is there a Velociraptor on the ferry?
No, we're on a fairly busy ferry. Everybody's travelling back from their Easter Sunday
Andy
egg parade.
Share there.
Andy just turned share. Oh dear.
No, Adam just turned to share there briefly.
Well, I am broadcasting via an iPhone on a ferry with metal walls.
Yeah, and with about a million people.
You are
all
on a ferry at the moment.
I am indeed, yes.
Talking to us on an iPhone.
Yes.
Yes.
That's remarkable.
You think back maybe just 10 years and you're like, nah, that wouldn't happen. Oh, yeah, no.
Say, do you remember dial phones and cords to the walls? And
it might not happen in 10 minutes if I lose the phone connection.
It's all right. We'll keep calling you.
Well, I never.
I might have to use the Wi-Fi on the Red Funnel to actually connect with you. But we'll carry on. We're still sort of digressing slightly from Doctor Who, but...
As you carry on, I interrupted because that kid was screaming.
Oh, I'm sorry. This microphone's so sensitive, actually. But yeah. So how's everybody enjoyed the weekend? Colin, what's the most memorable point of your weekend?
Every time I meet someone new who is excited about something I did, how many, 35 years ago now, that's memorable.
Yeah.
The fact that someone could be bothered. I can't think of anyone I'm interested in enough to make me drive 2 miles to go and see them. Whereas some of these people, there's a young lady sitting out here now who's flown from Germany to be here.
See, that would have been further than me going this time. Look at that, see?
It's my fatal fascination.
Oh. It's fantastic.
Let's bring her up here and to say something for just a second. Come on, Simone.
Well, Colin, I'm at least as excited about the work that you've been doing even in the last few months with Big Finish.
Because
I'm a big follower of Big Finish.
Yeah. Love Big Finish.
Hello.
Hello, Simone. Hello. How are you?
So where have you come from, Simone?
I come I live in Berlin, but I was born in Saxony, and I come from the East Germany. And it's better?
No.
Okay. And I was born in the GDR in the East Germany.
Wow. Yes. So you've been about a bit.
Yes.
Adam.
Why are you laughing, Debbie?
One state, and from this time I travel a lot. Today here, tomorrow there.
How fantastic.
Tomorrow I'm on the way to Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls. Oh, fantastic.
Yes, and then I drive back the next days to Florida, and on Sunday we go on board to the Hukus.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, wow.
Around the Jamaica.
Oh, fantastic.
You lucky person.
Yes.
And you're a big fan of Doctor Who?
Yeah. And the Terry Molloy is there, and Peter Davison, and the Fraser Hines, and...
Not
I know.
Well, you're far more dedicated than I am.
Or more than I am as well.
No, but I'm here for the cruise, and I think it's a too long way for only 1 week, and I come 1 week earlier. And yes, I've looked where is the convention in the time I'm here, and yes, I go to this lovely town in Tennessee.
It does.
And she's organizing a convention. She's organizing a convention in Germany.
Oh.
Really?
I think we have the only Doctor Who convention outside of the English language, I think.
Really?
Yes. But we have only Doctor Who. The other conventions outside of the English language areas or countries have not only Doctor Who, but other science fiction series or Sherlock. Yes, I think we have.
Oh, crikey. Huh.
I think you're right.
And I think
very happy about. And
we'd love to follow that, definitely. We'd have to sort of link up on Facebook or something if you're on Facebook and see how you're doing and how that's
Thank
going.
You.
No, that'd be lovely. Lovely. It's fantastic. Who are you looking to have? Colin, obviously.
Colin and Fraser.
Yay.
Yes.
Oh, definitely.
Sophie Altred is coming this year.
Oh,
Robert Sherman.
Oh, sounds very exciting.
Fantastic.
A lot of nice people. I'm very happy that we can do it in German. I'm for 1 year ago, I'm not sure we have enough fans, but we have. It's very good.
Oh brilliant. Well done.
And what's your convention called?
Doctor Who.
Okay. Oh, the name.
Yes, the name. Yes. Sorry. Yes.
It's my convention. Yes, the Timelash.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, the name. Timelash.
Sorry.
I don't know why you're all laughing. What's wrong with Timelash?
No,
nothing
it
wrong
was
with Timelash. I love Timelash.
Just because everybody hates it.
I wasn't laughing
that's a good
at that.
Story,
I,
though. That's a
I was laughing story. At the fact that Kirby had to reiterate my question.
Excuse me, I'd like to find out who doesn't like Timelash, because I actually do.
I like Timelash.
Actually, I like it. It's not that bad.
Yeah, exactly. If Mary doesn't dislike it, it must mean it's all right.
Yeah. Thank you. So
what?
It's a myth. It's brilliant. Timelash, I love it.
Yeah. For once out there that I really dislike.
I am sitting here on a Doctor Who podcast.
Yeah.
With someone with the unlikely name of Kirby. Yeah. Who tells me he hasn't seen Timelash. Doctor Who.
Go to your room and do it right now, Kirby.
Why did you start on Timelash?
I got a question.
Are you
Colin?
Able to throw people out of your podcast?
Don't tempt
yes,
Adam.
Yes, we are. Yes, yes.
Unworthy.
Yes, we are. Yes, please. If you say he's unworthy,
surgically, he's unworthy of the podcast.
Yes, I agree.
So, if you say to him, "You're not allowed back on this podcast,"
sorry, Jason.
You've watched Timelash. 5 times.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I think we'll be all right.
Yeah. Well, don't you like Timelash?
I believe that's the only one of your stories I have not seen.
Jason's got a question.
Too late. Yeah, too late.
But Colin, don't you like Timelash?
I'm very proud. If you think of each episode as being one of my creative children, I'm not ashamed of any of them.
Good, because I honestly, as aspects of that story are very near to my heart, like the H.G. Wells thing, and yeah. I love the throwback to the Third Doctor. I just love it all round. I think it's a great story.
Yeah, I love meeting H.G. Wells, and
yeah.
I love the idea that the Borad, was it, is in fact the Loch Ness Monster.
Yes.
It's just... It's Doctor Who at its best. Oh,
I'm
how
glad
we
you gave
spoiled,
a, yeah, I'm glad you gave a spoiler for Kirby. Brilliant.
Oh,
well done.
Dear. Who couldn't be bothered to watch it for 50 years?
Yeah. I thought the Loch Ness Monster belonged to the Fourth Doctor and the Zygons.
Pedant.
Well, one of the great things about Doctor Who is it loves to contradict itself. So there's two different Doctor Who explanations for where the Loch Ness Monster comes from. In fact, when they were doing the books in the 1990s and 2000s, they actually did an entire book so they could write a sequence to fix the contradiction where the Borad shows up in Scotland and somebody shows up and kills him because it's a temporal anomaly and they can't possibly have that happening. But, Colin, something I do want to ask you about, and Mary brought up Big Finish, and Mary and I are big fans of your work at Big Finish. We actually do a podcast called Stories from the Vortex.
Oh, there we go.
Anyway, Adam.
Something I do want to ask you about is you very recently recorded with a certain Alex Kingston for a box set featuring her character of River Song. Did you get to record in studio with her? And if you did, what was that like?
I did get to record in the studio with her, and she was very entertaining. We got on very well. And, shall I let a little secret out?
Yes, please.
Oh, please, yes.
Won't tell. Yeah.
No, I'll get in trouble if I tell you that I kissed her, won't I?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, you so lucky you man, Colin.
I won't tell you that. It was on audio, so as you can imagine, it wasn't quite the same as doing it on television.
Jason had a question for you.
Kiss the back of your hand is what you do
when you're doing audio.
But she was lovely. She had lots of great stories, and I liked her a lot. She's a lady with. She told me what it was like working with American actors sometimes. about how when she was doing what was that TV series she did?
ER.
Most of the actors have lines written all over the set, on the backs of their hands, on their shirts, everywhere. Because the speed that they recorded ER was quite fast. And she said that the reason that English actors are popular in America is because we learn our lines. We know them. She went home every night and mastered the script.
There are a lot of English actors in American shows, a lot.
Sorry?
I said there are a lot of English actors in America.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot.
Man, we get lots of American acts in England, too. Quite right, too. We should have a much more open exchange between...
Yeah. Hey, I was going to say, I actually met you back in 2013 in Timegate in Atlanta, Georgia.
And, hello.
You did like a certain poem I think he created, I guess, shared with us. Stuff like that. I can't remember. Did you create that poem and everything?
Well, the poem I read.
Yeah.
Or the one I wrote about Doctor Who fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't got that with me, but yeah, I remember that. I still do it occasionally. The time I took it out and dusted it down. About
do you remember it, Jason?
Jason's just shared it to our Facebook page.
Oh, is he? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to read it out then, Debbie?
I actually met him the second time I met him at DragonCon back in 2014 as well. And I know you see a bunch of I'll post that picture in a little bit. I took a picture with Colin. And I think I had a T-shirt. I wear this T-shirt once in a while since I'm Asian. I wear a T-shirt around. It says, I speak English.
And beautifully.
So let me find that picture and I'll post it on there.
I like the fact that Edward Owen just posted on Facebook. Apparently, he's taping the podcast. I mean, really? On tape?
Cool.
Really?
Vintage.
My goodness, that is really going back. I mean, I think I'm one of the oldest members of the group, but yeah, taping?
Well, these retro things are coming back into fashion, Andy.
They are indeed, yes. We'll get vinyl soon, won't we?
Yeah, vinyl now,
Yep.
People think that the sound on vinyl is so much better.
Well, you can get digital versions of vinyl, can't you? You get your CDs. Apparently, you can get a thing that plays a little crackling noise over it to make it sound like vinyl.
Aww. No. The problem with digital is that they have to smooth out the highs and lows, where on the vinyl, you hear all the highs and lows in the music.
Apparently, there's another little filter that you can put over the new Blu-ray things to make the Doctor Who sets wobble.
I was about to say we're starting to get into the 20 megabyte audio podcast.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Thank you for your updates, Kirby.
Excuse me?
I said thank you for your updates.
Oh, yeah, I've been posting lots of pictures on ConGT and our page.
Well, keep it coming.
And
yeah, I think
First Station Kirby, Who, Sambon, Timegate.
Kirby, you've actually taken over Facebook.
Only to you.
Yes, so true.
No, it's been great with all the pictures of the cosplayers. They've been fantastic. Some of them are absolutely amazing. Was the Vervoid an actual cosplayer, or was that just a...
No, that was a statue.
That's a statue, yeah.
Who made that, Ed? Who made the Vervoid? Kevin something.
Kevin something. Interesting name.
He's not here right now. He's the same one who made the Weeping Angel.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
You saw the Weeping Angel last year.
Yes, I remember that.
Did anybody see the posting I did of my Sixth Doctor lapel badge that I've got that I keep posting my hat at all times?
Yeah, the captain. I loved that. She kept going on about it. After you came to show me how to set up all the recording equipment, my daughter Isla was just like, oh, that cap pin's amazing.
Yeah, but so you were there when I bought it.
Yeah, I know I was there when you bought it, but
Then I broke it a week later.
Mm-hmm.
Then I fixed it.
She was like, well, who wears it? And I was like, well, the Doctor. Well, which one? So it was a good excuse to get out a few DVDs. She's only five. She's got to learn.
And you know why I chose the cat, don't you?
Do you like cats?
Oh, well, I like cats. No, because it's a quote from Rudyard Kipling. I am the cat who walks by himself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All places are alike to me. And that's kind of the Doctor, I thought.
That's wonderful.
He does the same thing, and he moves on. Like the Lone Ranger. Hi-o, oh, Silver.
Thank you.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I suppose the Doctor is. I mean, he has companions, but ultimately he is always alone, isn't he?
Right, that's going to be our motto now.
What? Always like alone.
Like the cat that walks alone. I like that. It's good. So that kicking you lot off the show.
That means, Adam, the show is now you on your own. Nobody else.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Adam. So, F you, mate, then.
Well, that's no, follow me. We're going off to a different one. We're going to be the 40-megabyte Doctor Who podcast. Yeah.
Adam, don't forget, Debbie's doing this. Right, in that case, it will be the Debbie show.
Oh,
we'll get rid of you, won't you?
Pardon?
He's the editor.
We'll get rid of you. We'll do the Debbie show.
Because he has to do some signing.
Colin's going. Okay. Well, thank you very much for being on with our rather mad crew.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Colin.
Speak for yourself, Debbie. Thank you, Colin.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Colin. It's been a privilege and an honour. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Hi, guys.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye, Colin.
Bye.
Now, I think we still have the room another for a while. For
good.
Us,
can I just point out to Andy that I do have to edit the show?
Yeah, you haven't shown me how to do that. I mean, I know how to record a podcast, but editing, I mean, if it was just in GarageBand, I could do it, but there you go.
Well, there you go, see, so there's no editing then. It's going to go out. That's exactly as it was. That's it.
Oh, God, you're going to get me singing to myself at the beginning as I was setting everything up now.
No, it isn't. Anyway, so, how's it going? Kirby, what have you got for us now? That was a good start to the show. That was brilliant. Well done.
Yeah.
What we got down?
It's really good.
We're not that. People are walking out. We're not done with the podcast. We're just letting Colin.
Okay. Well, that's it. People are only there for Colin. They don't want to know us.
We do need to go.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right.
Kirby, been really enjoyable. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much for that, Kirby.
And Kirby, don't forget to tell Colin that I'll see him in Newcastle in October.
He just said, see you there.
Okay. Oh, I wish I was going.
I thought that we were on.
Well, I'll see him in Conquistadors.
No, that's great. Since I don't remember my standard sign off, be seeing you.
Oh, well done, Kirby. That was brilliant. Well fun.
See you next week.
Thank you so much.
Care,
see you
mate.
Later.
Touch so long and thanks for all the fish.
Thanks, Matthew.
Thank
take
you,
care.
Matthew.
Thank you,
Matthew. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, short but sweet.
Well, don't about that.
Kirby.
We've got to stop, so bye.
Okay.
Bye.
See you later, mate.
Bye. Bye, Kirby. Take care, mate.
Bye.
What are we going to talk about now?
Hello. Have we gone?
Oh.
No, we're all here.
I asked the question, everybody went quiet.
You've been quiet.
Well, next, we're going to be doing the faceless ones next, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Is it Sunday again next week?
No, I think Debbie was angling.
I'm not actually on Ireland or available to podcast until the following Tuesday.
I'm going to say, actually, I could actually do Monday next week.
Well, if everybody else is available, I could send in some feedback. I'm at my parents.
Yeah, well, the thing is, because I've got a doctor's appointment on Monday, so I'm working at home, so I could do Monday next week.
Okay, well
Monday
keep
is
that in mind.
For me, but try to be there.
Monday could work.
It'd have to be the morning.
Yeah, but yeah, Monday's fine. Monday. My doctor's appointment's at 9:30.
Well, that would make it a little bit awkward because that'd be around that time.
No, hang on.
What I mean is,
the doctor is a 10-minute walk away. I'll be there for 10 minutes.
I thought he just left the room.
I don't kiss. Oh, very good. My appointment's at 9:30. It's 10 minutes walk away. So I'll be back by 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a good doctor's. Last time I went to the doctor's, I was there for an hour.
I'm supposed to be working, but yeah. I can do it.
Okay.
And I'll send some feedback through.
Yeah. So
yeah,
I can do Monday next week then.
Okay, oh, we'll poor Mary. Oh, dear.
Yeah. We'll pencil it in then.
Oh, okay. My God.
I'll get back to you on that.
Jason,
one.
Do you fancy joining us?
Are we saying definitely
no?
Not?
You're welcome.
No, that's okay. Though.
Should we mention our sponsors? That might be a good thing.
Yeah,
to
you do that bit, Deborah.
Yeah, Levati.co.uk.
Yeah, still got some lovely things there, including the love. Yeah, whoon.co.uk and audible.co.uk/20MB. 20MB. If you want to go on there and get a book for a free book, audio book for a 30-day trial, free trial, you get to keep the book, or you could just sign on and get as many as you like.
Yeah, preferably sign on and get as many as you like.
Mm-hmm.
He has shown several pictures of himself in his new Lavarzi scarf.
Oh, yes, lots of those. Yes. That definitely got pride of place.
You've been launching it big time, haven't you, Pearson?
Like I say, faceless ones next time. Hopefully a little bit less fraught. Thanks for joining us on the show this week.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Debbie, for your efforts. Can I have my kit back now?
Yeah, you can have the kit back now.
Well done, Debbie. Congratulations. It's been brilliant.
Well, don't say that until the actual podcast is out.
Shall we hope it recorded, shall we?
Let's hope so. The orange lights are both on, so it should be fine. And the battery didn't drain.
And were the wires plugged in?
Yeah, they're all plugged in. Everything's fine.
Okay, were all the recording levels going up and down?
Yeah, the recording levels are fine. They haven't hit max a lot, so you're fine. I've been watching that.
A bit more, right? They're not making any movements alone.
No, they're definitely moving. Definitely moving. No.
Well done.
Thank you.
Adam, if you get a message to Colin, thank you. I really enjoyed that with Colin. That was very enjoyable.
Well,
please pass on our thanks.
Yeah, he's poorly splendid as well, and obviously at the end of a weekend where he's done nothing but talk about Doctor Who. Lucky he was in. He's so jovial and nice. Mm. You know,
he was excellent.
Because
it's well done.
I think it's lovely that he, you know, he's so into it.
Oh yeah,
that's great.
Ambassador for Doctor Who.
Yes.
I've worked conventions before, worked in the AV crew. And I said, I've met Colin before, I've met Sylvester. If you like, Fraser Hines was superb. Cause I remember chatting with football with him talking rugby with JNT. And, Nick Courtney. Oh, Nick Courtney's hilarious.
What's Kirby just posted? So that's what is filling the air. Someone open a window. Okay.
Hey,
Kirby's being cheeky.
What are you talking about?
I said that we were filling the air whilst we were waiting for him, and he's being rude back.
Yeah, unfortunately, that disconnected me, having that message come through.
So oh, sorry.
Well, I'm back again.
Well, because you're going to have to get in your car in a sec, aren't you? So.
Well,
I think that's up to you, Debbie, having to take him, Adam, with his belching, isn't it? So
no, we've only been sailing for 15 minutes. So.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Oh, 9 o'clock. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Well, they let you on a lot earlier, don't they? Yeah.
Adam, we're actually not far from you yesterday. We actually went down to Portsmouth for the Dockyard.
There's no need to swear, Andy.
I thought you said that, yes. But actually, no, we're actually thinking this year, with the summer holiday, obviously young Zach can't go that far. Might come to the Isle of Wight this summer, so maybe...
I should hope so too. Oh, yes, no, I just thought it made up for the lack of Paul McGann last year, didn't it?
Oh, God.
Well, if Paul McGann had been on last year, all he would have had would have been Mary snogging him.
Now, that was Concus Sturberus that Paul McGann was at.
Yeah, that was talking Mary, about last matter, year in you, general.
You would have snogged him regardless.
Oh, you bet. You bet.
Get in line.
I'm sure the paparazzi would be all that for Mary.
Me and Mary will hold him down, don't worry.
Oh, that is so good.
There we go. Anyway, so apart from that, thanks everyone for turning up, and I'll see you again next time. Thanks for listening to the show. Bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.
Podcast is an avvservices.co.uk production and is a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. The 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast is sponsored by whoone.co.uk, lavazi.co.uk and audible.com. Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.